HarperCollins presents Northerners, a History, from the Ice Age to the Present Day, by Brian Groom, read by Nicholas Cam. Introduction. Imagine Northern England in 1911, perhaps as glimpsed in the rediscovered archive of Sagar Mitchell and James Kenyon, Blackburn-based filmmakers. Workers streaming out of factory gates, crossing the street, visiting a fairground or watching football. A few come and stare or wave at the camera. What they show is a world now lost to us, the busy world of North Britain in its manufacturing, mining heyday, writes journalist Ian Jack. In Mitchell and Kenyon's films, you can see it as an independent civilization, glorying in its own easements and enjoyments, such as electric trams, professional sport, street parades and pageants and seaside holidays. That was also the year in which the North's share of England's population peaked at 36.5%, in a series dating back to 1801, according to the Office for National Statistics. It was still in its pomp as the founding region of the Industrial Revolution, which had begun nearly 150 years earlier. For all the apparent serenity, this was a society facing major economic and social change. The militant suffragette movement, founded in the North, was in full swing. Strikes were common as workers demanded their share of increased prosperity. The seeds of relative industrial decline had already taken root. The North was over-dependent on industries such as textiles, coal mining, iron, steel and shipbuilding. Some had failed to innovate as fast as global competitors, and the region was not developing new ones. Roll forward more than a century, and the North is at the centre of Britain's often ill-tempered debate about the future. Northern votes were crucial in the 2016 referendum decision to leave the European Union. At the 2019 general election, Northerners helped Boris Johnson to achieve the biggest Conservative majority since Margaret Thatcher's time, making significant inroads into the so-called Red Wall of former Labour seats. Johnson promised to level up Britain and improve the fortunes of left-behind towns, though whether he will fare any better than previous governments remains to be seen. The North's share of England's population has slipped to 27.5%, and its share of Britain's economic output has shrunk from 30% just after the First World War to 20%. While Northern England may not be an independent civilization, however, its economy remains bigger than that of countries such as Argentina, Belgium, Denmark, Ireland, Norway, and Sweden. Dramatic events have played out in the North, waves of migration, invasions, and battles. It has made its mark on European culture and the global economy, and played a huge part in shaping modern Britain. The Industrial Revolution, viewed by many economic historians as the key event in human history, is obviously of fundamental importance, but there is far more to the story. At least six Roman emperors ruled the empire from York. The Anglian kingdom of Northumbria became, for a period, Europe's leading cultural and intellectual centre. For a thousand of the past 2,000 years, in Roman times and in the Middle Ages, Northern England was the site of border warfare with what is now Scotland. The past has shaped the present in myriad ways. The devastation wrought by factory and pit closures in the 1980s, for example, evoked for some a folk memory of the trauma of William the Conqueror's harrying of the North. Echoes of the Wars of the Roses, Tudor rebellions and 17th century civil war divisions could be discerned in the Brexit referendum. The North also played a leading role in creating the Labour Party and the trade union movement. This book aims to tell the North's story through the experiences of the region's people, famous or not, including characters such as Cartimandua, Queen of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?